Flags fly at half-staff in North Korea as North Koreans publicly grieve. What has been missing so far? Any official offer of condolences from the United States. And State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland made clear earlier this week, no such statement will be coming.
With regard to the C word, I think we didn't consider it appropriate in this case.
The U.S. did issue a statement that Nuland described as a signal of Washington's expectations and hopes for the new regime. But is that enough? Former U.S. Representative from North Korea Stephen Bosworth says maybe or maybe not.
North Korea makes decisions on what it's going to negotiate and, or how it's going to negotiate, what it's going to give up in terms of demands, very much based on their own perception of their self-interest.
The U.S. officially expressed its condolences to North Korea in 1994 when Kim Jong-il's father, Kim Il-sung, died. Bosworth says that may have helped ease tensions for a while. Pyongyang signed on to the so-called Framework Agreement, freezing its nuclear programs just a few months later. But any gains quickly disappeared. North Korea has continued to pursue nuclear weapons while stoking tensions with South Korea. Just last year, North Korea launched an unprovoked attack on a South Korean warship, killing 46 sailors. A few months later, it shelled South Korea's Yeonpyeong Island, killing four. In addition to Pyongyang's erratic behavior, there are also political considerations for the U.S., especially as it heads into an election year.
Former Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage says the U.S. needs to be careful it does not give Pyongyang too much room to maneuver.
It makes us look weak and them look strong. I think the better part of wisdom is just to keep our powder dry, take a deep breath, and watch carefully.
For now, it seems what happens next will be in the hands of Kim Jong-il's youngest son, Kim Jong-un, a man who, like his country, is a mystery to many on the outside. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.